One party must show the way. There have been numerous instances of violent conflicts between Hindu and Muslim communities in India. Assuming the form of riots, they have harmed the progress of the country. In order to tackle this issue, Spirit of Islam regularly publishes articles highlighting the ideological and practical approach to get rid of riots. A regular reader of the magazine once expressed his opinion that he agreed with all of the viewpoints expressed in Spirit of Islam, except for one, and that was holding the Muslims responsible for riots that took place from time to time. He balked at the idea that Muslims started riots. He felt that this ran counter to the facts. He must have misconstrued the words of the articles. What was actually emphasized was that Muslims were responsible for not preventing riots from taking place. In the above context, the Quran's guidance is about maintaining patience and piety in the face of provocative challenges. That is, if you remain patient and adopt a God-fearing attitude, all kinds of violence can be avoided. The actual problem is not the presence of causes which give rise to riots in the situation, but the absence of patience and piety. If riots occur, it is not because of hostile conspiracies, but because of our inability to adopt the path of patience and piety in countering them. If you remain patient and adopt a God-fearing attitude, all kinds of violence can be avoided. The actual problem is not the presence of causes which give rise to riots in the situation, but the absence of patience and piety. In this society, there will always be people who will indulge in activities which injure others' sentiments. The solution to this problem is not to stop others from indulging in such activities, but to control one's own feelings. Anyone who reacts to provocation, their reaction has caused matters to escalate into full-scale riots. But where they have adopted the path of patience and avoidance, rioting has been nipped in the bud. We must fully grasp the fact that the administration is unable to prevent the outbreak of rioting. Islam guides its adherents that if riots are to be prevented, it will only be by right action on the part of its followers. The only viable strategy, therefore, for Muslims is to adopt to settle matter amicably and to exercise patience in the face of unpleasantness. And there is nothing to prevent their seeking police assistance whenever a situation is about to take an ugly turn. This is something which needs to be done at the very outset. If Muslims can accept that this should be their role, the phenomenon of rioting could be banished, once and for all, from this country. When envy and arrogance enter into man, wisdom goes out.